Shalom. This is Rabbeen Deborah Brandt, and we are continuing on the counting of the Omer. Today is day 4, looking at the name above all names, Yeshua, the author and finisher of our faith. Hebrews 12:2, fixing our eyes on Yeshua, the author and perfecter of faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down on the right hand of the throne of God. Fixing our eyes. Daily we need to fix our eyes on the one who is our Redeemer, our Messiah. We are in the world, but not of it. We are here to complete a race He has given us to run for His kingdom and His glory. We need to stay focused on Him in all things. Hebrews 12:2, focusing on Yeshua, the initiator and perfecter of faith. For the joy set before him, he endured the cross, disregarding its shame, and he has taken his seat at the right hand of the throne of God. That is a Tree of Life version. Thayer's definition of faith, pistis, conviction of the truth of anything, belief in the apostolic scriptures of a conviction or belief respecting man's relationship to God and divine things. Generally with the included idea of trust and holy fervor, born of faith and joined with it. One, relating to God, the conviction that God exists and is a creator and ruler of all things, the provider and bestower of eternal salvation through Messiah. Relating to Messiah, a strong and welcome conviction or belief that Yeshua is the Messiah, through whom we attain eternal salvation in the kingdom of God. The religious beliefs of Christians or messianic believers. Belief with the predominant idea of trust or confidence, whether in God or in Messiah, springing from faith in the same. Two, fidelity and faithfulness. The character of one who can be relied on. Again, it says, looking away, like a runner with his eye on the finish line, to the initiator, Ephesians 2:8, and completer of our trusting, Yeshua, or as the King James Version, Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. The theme of Yeshua as beginning and end, Aleph and Tav, is found in Revelation 1:8, 21:6, and 22:13. His endurance, Hebrews 12:1, are to emulate. Think about him, compare. He is exchanged for obtaining the reward of the joy set before him, endured execution and a stake as a criminal, scorning the shame as described in greater depth in Philippians 2:6 to 8. Believers should scorn not those who put them to shame, but the shame itself. At the right hand of the throne of God, i.e., in the place of honor by God's throne. 1 Corinthians 1:7, so that you are not lacking any spiritual gift and are eagerly awaiting the revealing of the Lord Yeshua the Messiah. He will enable you to hold out until the end and thus be blameless on the day of our Lord Yeshua the Messiah. God is trustworthy. It is He who called you into fellowship with His Son, Yeshua the Messiah, our Lord. And it's the complete Jewish Bible. Hebrews 12:1 and 2. Therefore, since we have such a great cloud of witnesses surrounding us, let us get rid of every weight and entangling sin. Let us run with endurance the race set before us, focusing on Yeshua, the initiator and perfecter of faith. For the joy set before him, he endured the cross, disregarding its shame, and he has taken a seat at the right hand of the throne of God. We'll continue to read all, actually, of Hebrews 12. Consider him who has endured such hostility by sinners against himself, so that you may not grow weary in your souls and lose heart. In struggling against sin, you have not yet resisted to the point of bloodshed. Have you forgotten the warning addressed to you as sons? My son, do not take lightly the discipline of Adonai, or lose heart when you are corrected by him. Because Adonai disciplines the one he loves and punishes every son he accepts. It is for discipline that you endure. God is treating you as sons. For what son does a father not discipline? But if you are without discipline, all have come to share, then you are illegitimate and not sons. Besides, we are used to having human fathers and instructors, and we respected them. Shall we not much more be subject to the Father of spirits and live? Indeed, for a short time they disciplined us as seemed best to them, but he does so for our benefit, so that we may share in his holiness. Now all discipline seems painful at the moment, not joyful, but later it yields the peaceful fruit of righteousness to those who have been trained by it. Therefore strengthen the hands that are weak and the knees that are feeble, and make straight paths for your feet, so that what is lame will not be pulled out of joint, but rather healed. Pursue shalom with everyone, and the holiness without which no one will see the Lord. See to it that no one falls short of the grace of God. See to it that no bitter root springs up and causes trouble, and by it many be defiled. Also see to it that there is no immoral or godless person like Esau, who sold his birthright for one meal. For you know that later, when he wanted to inherit the blessing, he was rejected. He found no chance for repentance, though he begged for it with tears. For you have not come to a mountain that can be touched, and to a blazing fire, and to darkness and gloom and storm, and to the blast of a shofar, and a voice whose words made those to hear to beg that they would not be spoken to them. For they could not bear what was commanded. If even an animal touches the mountain, it shall be stoned. So terrifying was the sight that Moses said, I am quaking with fear. But you have come to Mount Zion, to the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, and to myriads of angels, a joyous gathering, and to the assembly of the firstborn, who are written in a scroll in heaven, and to God the judge of all, and to the spirit of righteousness, ones made perfect, and to Yeshua the mediator of a new covenant, and to the sprinkled blood that speaks of something better than the blood of Abel. See to it that you do not refuse the one who is speaking, for if they did not escape when they refused the one who was warning them on earth, much less will we escape if we reject the one who warns us from heaven. His voice shook the earth then, but now he has promised, saying, yet once more I will shake not only the earth, but also the heavens. Now this phrase, yet once more, shows the removal of those things that are shaken, that is, created things, so that they cannot be shaken may remain. Therefore, since we are receiving a kingdom that cannot be shaken, let us show gratitude. Through this we may offer worship in a manner pleasing to God with reverence and awe, for our God is a consuming fire. Number one, we are told to lay aside every weight. The Greek word is onkos, Strong's G3591, which refers to bulk, mass, heap, weight. In a bad sense, it means arrogance and conceit. Paul, or Shaul's purpose here, is to get the believer to lay aside whatever weight is hindering their progress, their walk in Messiah, their halakha. Two, lay aside the sin which does so easily beset us. Greek, hamartia, Strong's G266. Missing the mark in a moral sense. The sin that easily besets is the one each person has been addicted to, whatever is his weakness. 3. Run with patience the race set before us. Greek agon, Strong's G73. Fight, conflict. Translated race, and also fight or contention and conflict. 4. Look unto Yeshua. He is the head of all the long train of faith heroes, referred to in Hebrews 11. He is the author and perfecter of faith. 5. Consider him. Observe and analyze every part of his life and conduct, his courage and sufferings, and also his faithfulness to Torah. Messiah Yeshua is who those in the Tanakh look forward to. He is the creator of all. Hebrews 1:2 and Hebrews 11:3. He is the author and perfecter of faith. Hebrews 12:1-2. He is our Savior. Hebrews 12:2 and Hebrews 10:1-18. He is the one they all looked for and had faith in. Hebrews 11:4-40. personal thoughts of the author and perfecter of faith? In what ways are you growing in your walk of faith in Messiah Yeshua? Are you running your race, or have you quit? Blessed are you, Adonai, our God, King of the universe, who has sanctified us with his commandments and commanded us concerning the counting of the Omer. Today is 4 days of the Omer. Merciful One, may Yeshua return soon in our days and restore the temple. Bo Yeshua Bo, in Yeshua's name, amen.